Hello, and welcome to episode 326 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, a podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is one of our extra weekend shows for the Dog Days of Podcasting, or DDP. If you've been following along, you'll know that the weekend shows are going to be a mix. I've been asking you to send questions in that you'd like me to answer, questions about the Bible, Christian doctrine, or whatever you're curious about. Send your questions to steve@lifespringmedia.com, and when I use your question on the show, I'll send you a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. That's a $20 value, and if you'd like to know more about that book, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Today I'm going to do an episode of one of the LifeSpring Media classic shows, LifeSpring's In Touch with God's Character. I started podcasting in November of 2004 with The LifeSpring Show, and this one, In Touch with God's Character, first debuted in November of 2005. The last time I produced a new episode of In Touch with God's Character was in August of 2008, which makes sense since that's when life really stepped in and I had to rearrange my priorities. At that time, I was producing about 5 different LifeSpring Media shows a week, not counting the show that I produced for my wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, that she was hosting. So I'm really happy to be doing this brand new episode of In Touch with God's Character. Let's get started. God is called by many different names in Scripture, and each name reveals a different aspect of who He is. There is El Elyon, which means Most High, Jehovah Rohi, which means the Lord our Shepherd, Abba, which means Daddy, Palet, which means Deliverer, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, and many others. Today, I want to look briefly at the name Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there. This name for God appears in Ezekiel 48:35. I have a very special fondness for this name of God, this aspect of His character, because in my nearly 61 years of life, I have gone through some very difficult times. You've no doubt heard the phrase, "No one gets out of this life alive." Well, no one gets out of this life without some really painful times either. Probably my first really painful time was when I was 16 years old. I had a girlfriend who died of cancer. That was the first time in my life that anyone I was close to died, and I just couldn't understand why God took her. I was a brand new Christian at the time, and I have to admit that my faith was seriously shaken. However, as I look back from the perspective of the old man that I am now, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. I'm not going to go through a litany of all my life's trials, but as I grew older and God proved His faithfulness and love for me time and time again, even when I didn't deserve it, my faith in Him grew stronger and stronger because in the hard times, even when I didn't feel His presence, He was Jehovah Shammah. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139. In it, David says, "I look behind me and you're there. Then up ahead and you're there too. If I climb to the sky, you're there. If I go underground, you're there." Knowing that God is love, as it says in 1 John 4:8, and knowing that He came to bring each of us a full and abundant life, knowing Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, brings a tremendous amount of peace, even when the circumstances around me would try to shake me. I rejoice with the Apostle Paul when he says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Are you going through a valley right now? Does it look like there is no way out? Are you wondering where God is, or even if there is a God? Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Feel free to send me your comments or questions at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.